I was thankful for our food until I saw it. I don't like broccoli, and this is the wrong way to cook chicken.
Instead of complaining about your food, why not find something to be thankful for? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Do you pray? I hope you do, and I'm glad you do. But do you also complain sometimes? We all do, right? Well, I bet that you don't do much complaining while you're praying, yet God hears you when you pray and when you grumble and complain at other times. James 3:10 says, "Blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right." Our story today is called, "What's in the Water?" "Your turn to pray, Carlos," said Maria when their family sat down to eat. "Okay." Carlos bowed his head. "Thank you, God, for this day and this food." When Carlos looked up a moment later, he groaned, "Oh no, not broccoli again. I hate broccoli, and I don't like chicken fixed like that." But Carlos knew he had to eat some, so he took a small portion from each dish. "This weather is way too hot," he complained between bites. Dad frowned. "Carlos, do you think God heard your prayer tonight?" Carlos looked at Dad in surprise. "Of course," he replied. "And does he hear your grumbling too?" asked Dad. Carlos looked down at his plate. "I guess so," he admitted. Dad nodded. "I think so too. After dinner, we'll go out to the pond. I think it has something to teach you." At the edge of the pond a short time later, Carlos watched as Dad took a bucket and hauled up some water. "Are we going to water the garden?" asked Carlos. Dad shook his head and held out the bucket. "Here, have a drink." "Oh," exclaimed Carlos. "Dad, you know the water in this pond is filthy." "Yes," said Dad, "but you won't be drinking the water in the pond. You'll be drinking the water in the bucket." Carlos made a face. "If the water in the pond isn't good, the water in the bucket won't be good either. It's the same thing." Dad nodded. "Right again. What's in the pond comes up in the bucket. That's like something Jesus taught. He said, what you say flows from what's in your heart. Think about your prayer tonight, Carlos, and about what you said after you prayed. You thanked God and then griped about the very things you thanked him for. I've noticed that attitude more often lately, but you have the ability to change it. Jesus has given you a new, clean heart because he loves you, Carlos. He loves you so much that he died for your sins. Because of that, your words should be rooted in gratitude for everything he's done for you." Carlos looked at the stuff floating on the water in the bucket. "I'm sorry," he murmured. "I'll tell Jesus I'm sorry, too." So how about you? What kind of attitude do you show others by what you say? The Bible says that our words flow from what's in our hearts. Do your words tell others that you have a thankful heart? Life isn't easy, but if you know Jesus, he's always with you and has given you a new heart so you can share his love and goodness with others. So instead of complaining, thank him for his goodness to you and tell others about the good things he does for you each day. Our key verse is James 3:10.
"Blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right."
And our key thought for today, have a thankful heart. Find treasure hidden in the Keys for Kids devotions for a chance to win a treasure chest this summer. Join the Word with Zach treasure hunt and follow the clues each week to discover treasure from God's Word. Join the search at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.